the dialect of York. Joe Scaife of 29 Sutherland Street, York, a retired carter aged 78, a native of York, recorded by Stanley Ellis on the 19th of August, 1953.
Tibby, dude, don't go. He said, you get lost. No, just about while. Just while, was nicely on. And I went. And I did get lost. Said, it's coming to High Cat, and I was going to buy the wheel in onto Bull Road again. And I met a fella, says, hey, show us that wooden nut, will you? He says, that's where his cobbler lived. Him and about seven kids in a wooden nut. Show us the wooden nut. Then know where I am. It was one of Len's lads. He said, I will, Joe. He said, I said, I've been at your house. Your mother would have meant to stop to supper. I said, look at me, and I couldn't see under for me. Oh, it is a funny old sensation. Stuck in a lane, didn't know where he was. And I know I hadn't a torch, nearly hadn't a torch, and so I thought, well, I says, don't tell me up the church. And then you could fetch me to the road. If I'd gone to the church, I should walk into the church wall. And I didn't know where I was. But when I got to there, I got a big grass verge, and I thought, no, which corner is it? And I went up. Then I met a gentleman, he says to me, he says, no, next time, he says, the ghost of golden cook and get so much, don't get my man to tap the home. There was a place where you could, where you could wash your horse legs and do this and that, and there was, well, they pulled it down, there's no stables and an out we have there. See, all stables come down. And houses come down.
Well, what did it look like compared with today then?
Oh, it looked a bit different again. And then to the side, Dubs lived there, and Cravens, confectioners lived there. So I'll see unless there was there then. You know, there's houses and all sorts.
Is that Cravens the people of Mexico?
Yes. And she was Dubs' sister. She come across to me one night, I was... Just had tea and she come up with a young bell and I went to the door and met her. She says, I said, will you come in then, Mrs. Craven? Come in. Of course, it was a big house. There was about 10 rooms in that house. So she says, you don't know what I've come for, Mr. Scaife? No, I said, I don't. Mrs. Craven, I said, I shall know when you tell me. She said, well, I want to borrow one of your wagons. They'd wanted mending, you know. Well, I says, I told you, man, there was plenty of wagons here. There was 15. There's two, I says, only 1,500 weight wagons. That's all he wants, one of them. Doesn't want them heavy wagons, I suppose. Mm. He was to come, so she says, how much is it? I says, nothing. Couldn't reckon it up. Well, we did a lot of timber leading, dear. See, and those had the fold wagon, and we borrowed that for Nix when she got this Nix. Okay. I didn't want to charge her because they'd charge us. So I said, well, I says, if any says, well, she says, strange, Mrs. Scaife, why not? Well, I says, Mrs. Graham, I says, we get Mr. Dunk's wagon time after time for the poles. I says, and why not you have ours? But she gave my mother, she was very smart at those. She fetched a bottle of whiskey, like, to keep her going, and when she fetched it back. Oh, I said, you need to brought this. Well, she says, Mr. Duke says, Mrs. Scaife has to have a doctor. She was very asthmatic. Like that before, she got up to Dr. Martin, you know, a big Irish doctor we had. I'm going over 56 years back now. And my father was like myself, a standstill talker, and didn't like smell of whiskey. We often had her out, didn't matter, she had to have it. I kept a nice pony and trap for her. And all. But we hadn't beer there, it was finished with beer. For it, and Vitnery was born there. Oh, Vitnery. He used to come to have a look round, you see. All of saying no, because after that, what we call them, stuck it, Adams, sanitary engineers, they had it. Well, you see, they made it right. They left plenty of rooms and whatnot for us to get stables to get, just put the sun in them. Come on, Jack! But all horses.